Stop talking shit to him or leave.
I'm not doing anything here, pal. Don't exasperate your problems.
You have been warned. Putting a fucking mouse there is a you making fun of him.
The tough guy may work on the squeakers, but it's fallen on deaf ears here.
Consider the alliance broken. Leave.
You're too emotional about these issues.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad.
You're overreacting and trying to assert authority over an internet group.
It's not about that he sounds like a squeaker. He doesn't like being made fun of.
This is not markings of a wise decision-making process. And?
He told me this when I first met him.
Tell him to grow up or leave.
You guys haven't ever dropped it.
As we shouldn't. He contributes zero.
He doesn't like coming into chat because of it.
Good. One less body of dead weight.
In your opinion, and it may be half right, but still not a good reason to make him feel uncomfortable for your enjoyment.
It's not for my enjoyment. It's for the betterment of the group. The faster you trim the fat, the sooner you will stop having these problems.
I asked you to stop more than once. I'm not trying to act like anything. I just don't want the kid picked on.
Why? Why is he worth defending? Is this practical or emotional?
Whether you see his value or not, he has shown it to me.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I never got to see his worth.
Moreover than that, I shouldn't even have to have this conversation.
Because all I've seen is a lack of effort and crying.
No, you're not.
Yes, you should. You should be having more of these conversations.
Fine, let me get out of bed. I don't particularly care to argue with you about this, but since the issue has to be resolved, what do you know about Daryl? You never play.
Oh, this isn't an avenue you want to explore.
In the time that BMW and Hacks have been playing, you barely have played more than him. I don't care. Say what you want. I am not a child.
Nor am I. Nor is anyone but Daryl. That's kind of my point.
Daryl is 18 and has an issue with being called a squeaker because everyone does, because he sounds like one.
Bullshit. Guy's like 15 max.
Have you ever met anyone who sounded young? Usually short with a peace fuzz mustache?
Look, they're sounding young. Then there's squeaking up a storm.
He doesn't even talk. You know what he does when he gets on.
Thank God.
He sorts shit in the base.
Oh, wow.
And then he logs off, or hits trees, or plays Battlefield with me. He doesn't get on and lose equipment.
Arguable.
He doesn't do anything stupid that I have seen.
Definitely arguable.
He goes out there with a bow. Tell me then when you've seen otherwise.
You clearly weren't there when that one group was cleaning in as in Dom's clock, and Vex, Nazla, and I had to go save him?
Apparently not. Go ahead if there's more of the story.
That's it?
You may be a butthole sometimes, but I don't think you lie.
They kept feeding Skellmancer's group gear. Vec, Measly, Snazzle, and I had to go out and flank them out of position and kill them. Every time, running at the headlong, fully kitted. Dying, then squeaking.
God damn it.
So, my sour opinion of them is warranted. when I've had to clean up this mess.
Well, it seems you have a point there.
Well, that's why BMW has a hard rule of 20.
Still, lay off him.
Something I definitely encourage you to adopt.
Well, we didn't.
Well, you should. Quantity isn't a replacement for quality.
While I agree with you on those points, I don't agree that absolutely barring anyone under that age is my rule.
Then, frankly, you'll keep with your current situation.
Probably. I'm not going to kick out Dom because he's Ipar's friend.
This could be a red letter day for you. You could write the shop. Fuck Ipar. For real. I've noticed you have a certain elements in hacks that you're close with, and I think it's given a bit of a bias. So let me break it down for you, Big Bird Cookie Monster. Some of your guys suck dick.
Well, you have some decent points.
And before you finish, let me tell you a story.
Sure.
When I took over BMW, I brought another group with me. My old group. People I've known for 10 plus years. After a while, these people became toxic and detrimental to our cause. Do you know what I did? I purged them. I don't speak to them anymore. Because having BMW is more important than having these people. No matter our relationship, no matter anything. And do you know what happened? We got better. BMW got much better people. You can't let people stay or have a say or defend them at the cost of the greater good.
I understand the point that you are trying to make. While I don't personally have an issue with you and can see the wisdom in what you're trying to do, I do appreciate your candor.
Close enough.
We are not the same people. I haven't decided those things. Perhaps I'll procrastinate on them a few more months.
Why?
Because loyalty is stupid. And I am stupid.
I mean, I agree, but in this context, that loyalty is stupid, wouldn't it make more sense to not be loyal and start telling people to shape up or ship out?
It depends, really. It depends what your goal is.
To be great. To be good at what we do.
Is my goal to be the best hacks?
To run like a well-oiled machine.
Or is my goal to play with my friends who I have known for a while on here? Which is more important to me?
It should be the former, if the friends are shitty.
At the end of the day, Hax is mine, and I may let it sink into the bottom of the ocean because I don't feel like playing.
Don't let your ego and emotional connections ruin something.
I try not to have an ego.
Not very hard.
But I also try not to have members in my clan feel bullied by its own members.
Which is a good concept, except when these people are garbage people who need to go.
Daryl isn't garbage.
Oh no, Daryl is garbage. Maybe not like rotten meat garbage, but definitely like crushed up newspaper or something.
You haven't played with him enough. You're maybe a keen observer.
No, I haven't personally, but I take my people's word as gospel. And it's unanimous. Dom, Daryl, and now Polly? Look, I won't get into specifics, but he took a dark turn.
I think there's a bias in your group with the youngins.
I disagree. I like Eisenach. I like Gorzak. They're both young.
I won't say you're wrong about Dom. Dom is trash.
They're also not idiots. No, Dom is trash. Yes, he's used like used condom trash.
I just don't agree that Daryl's in the same boat. I've seen Dom do very well in many aspects of Rust.
People can do well while still being garbage and being terrible.
Excuse me?
To the overall scheme?
I mean Daryl, not Tom.
You're on the precipice of something great here. You've got some great core people. Don't let certain fringe elements bring that down.
The truth is, I like Ipar. I see the good in him.
Seeing the good is your first mistake. I've made that same mistake.
Maybe.
I've seen the same story 1,000 times. He's okay, but letting him be in any sort of leadership or exalted position is a mistake. Leadership is 75% psychology and image.
You know, a few weeks ago, you wouldn't have said that about him. Something changed.
Maybe, but this is a what have you done for me lately? Well, something needs to change, and that he needs to get the fuck up out of here.
The likelihood of me getting rid of Ipar is like 5%.
I didn't say get rid of.
He would have to do something so fucking dumb, I don't even know what that is.
There's ways you can shift people out of prominence. You need to readjust your culture.
I will consider. You need to stop pushing Daryl. It will not lead to anything good.
No promises.
If you did that to Dom, I probably wouldn't say anything, but I'm just telling you that if you do, I will do something that I don't want to do. While it may not be a threat that matters to much, if you're willing to go that route, you should just go.
You know that's a threat that will hurt you way more than it will hurt me. Don't bite the hand that feeds.
Not really. I have already considered it. I am already prepared to make choices.
Then you're more of a fool than I thought.
But I like you guys.
You're not thinking long term with this kind of talk.
I'm not. Here is the long term scenario. We play longer. We either get close merge, or more likely stop playing together, or continue this arrangement.
The only reason you do the latter is if you did something stupid. I'm fully committed to this. I want to make hacks great again. Do you?
Perhaps that would be for the best. Me, I worry about hacks first.
Then maybe start making some calls that would put hacks first and listen to people that know.
What you consider hacks and I consider hacks are different things, but I am considering. I don't make choices like this lightly.
As you should.
It takes me time to think about.
Well, rash decision-making is foolish.
You see, what Hacks was to me is now 90% dead. Hacks was a group of people who barely play anymore. This is a different Hacks.
This sounds very similar to BMW.
That plays differently. And while I do miss the old Hacks, this is the reality of the situation. Old Hacks was bigger, with more pussy players. It was softer and more fun. Newer Hacks is more demanding. Anyways, I'm tired. I don't care, really. I know we will be fine. With BMW stays or goes, Hacks will survive. I'd rather we have more fun together. I see tons of value in you guys. I like your noise.
That's what I'd like to see it continue. You just need to ensure you have a group to continue with us.
I don't know how else to word this. Beside being blunt, Hacks will have people and be a group as long as I want it to. Not to sound cocky or be a dick, but I make plays. I know how to get people here. I'm not worried about that. The one thing, though, is getting more quality. And to get quality, you must have quality.
That's a play that seems to elude you.
Disagree.
Feel free.
I did think about this, though. You have some good people.
Undeniable.
Future says that you used to have some excellent people, but they've since moved from the game and aren't coming back.
That's because the game is trash.
The best credit I can give you is that over months of time, you were able to retain some of them to come back. That means you did well. Of not playing, maybe a year.
I retained them all. Just not playing Rust.
But perhaps that has to do with goons and not just being Rust. Either way, it's admirable. Perhaps you are a better leader than I. I don't know.
I am.
Anyways, I think we have come to an understanding.
Oh, we certainly have.
You just don't like to be threatened, posturing and all that.
That's what you're taking from this.
It's one of them. I also take that you want to make things work, even as I pushed them closer to not work. You are cocky. A whole assortment of things were learned. It doesn't matter. I'm tired, like I said. This is a game. You seem to be right about a lot of stuff. I'd be stupid to ignore it.
Yeah, 99%.
So I will consider, like I told you.
I wait with bated breath.
I appreciate the talk, really. I enjoyed it. It was fun for me.